I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
You've heard the scripture. I could read it all for you again. Most of it's going to be that which comes from Luke. But I want you to think about the way Luke talks about the birth of Jesus. It's full of mystery and wonder, and I want you to imagine if you were Joseph or Mary, and, well, let's just start out with Mary, and an angel comes to you and says, hey, you're going to have God's baby. I'm picturing myself saying, are you serious? Or if it's Joseph, and if you read the scripture from Matthew, Joseph actually says that he's going to cut ties with her. That's it. I'm not sticking with this girl. And then he hears a voice in his dream, and the dream says it's okay. The Spirit speaks to him and says you need to stay with Mary. Once again, when you wake up, I can't help but wonder, really? Did I really hear that? I think it's so much in our life, and all of our lives, we have moments when we want to say, are you serious? And it can be good or it can be bad, but you just wonder, what is it? Listen to this in Matthew 1:20, we're told, but just when he had resolved to let her go, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Wow. That's a surprise, all right. I mean, how would you deal with such a situation? Would you say to yourself, really? Or would you say, are you serious? How do you think you would respond to something like that? Surely Mary, from day one, asked this question. At times, we may find ourselves facing situations where we ask the same question. Even when it is something good that is happening to or for us, we may find ourselves asking that question. You remember all those commercials in the old days when they talked about Publishers Clearing House and they said, you won, and they go, oh my gosh, are you serious? Well, talking about that brings me to Christmas, because in Christmases past, I want to know if you've ever received a gift from a family member, grandparent, parent, whoever, and you open the gift and you look at that gift on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve when you have your Christmas, and you think to yourself, are you serious? I can't believe that I've got this. And then you think to yourself, in some cases, I'm going to re-gift this and give it to somebody else. Or, as soon as the family leaves, I'm putting it in the trash. That happens. There's a family member of mine, a brother-in-law, that he, I've never forgotten this. I still laugh to this day when I see it. We had Christmas, and everybody's getting these gifts, and he gets a gift in this box, and it's a very heavy box. Now, let me preface this by saying we have a member of the family who's always giving re-gift gifts. Nobody wants what they get. But he sees this thing's heavy, and he thinks, I got something really good this time. So my brother-in-law opens the box, and when he looks inside, there's an axe. Now, folks, that may sound okay, but I don't think my brother-in-law's ever used an axe in his life. I'm not sure that he knows what to do with an axe. But he saw it, and he looked at it, and he sat there stunned, staring at it, and I sat on the other side of the room laughing to myself. And you know what the giver said? I think it's something you can use. It's really nice. Now, think about that. Was the intent to be funny? Was the intent to hurt? No, this person really thought that was a great gift. And some people have no idea what a great gift is. Well, it wasn't until the next Christmas that I'm sitting there and I open my gift, and it's a box about yay big, And when I look inside, there's a lot of paper, and I move the paper around, and there's a knife. A little knife, looks like the blade's made out of aluminum, and it goes on a keychain. And I look, and there's also a bottle opener. It also looked like it belonged on a keychain. Then I looked a little more, and there was a keychain. As I went through that box, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Are you serious? The giver said, I think these are things that you can use. And I said, oh, thank you. I appreciate the gift. And the response was, yeah, they came with bigger gifts I gave to other people. I got them free, and I thought you could use them. Now, when those things happen, I have flashbacks of the movie A Christmas Story. I don't know how many of you have seen it, but that is hilarious. And it reminds me when Ralphie got his pink bunny outfit. And Ralphie looks at it, and it's pajamas. It has footies, it has ears, big, pink. And the mom says, this is what mom says, Aunt Clara just always gives you the nicest things, Ralphie. Ralphie is old enough that this is not a good gift. In fact, he's hoping for a Red Ryder BB rifle. And he gets this big pink bunny outfit. Now, his dad, on the other hand, is sitting there saying he looks like a deranged Easter bunny. And then said, yep, a pink nightmare. Well, Ralphie was just, he could not believe his mom wanted him to try it on, and he did, and his dad said, go take it off, it's horrible. So, as you can see, the aunt no doubt had good intentions. The aunt really thought that was a great gift and had made things for Ralphie every year, but now Ralphie's a young teen, and Ralphie doesn't need a pink bunny outfit. But she wanted him to have that. Sometimes we get gifts we don't want, but they're not malicious. They're not intended to hurt. They're given with a good heart. And in saying that, I say to you tonight, after everything that we've read, Jesus was a gift. And I can assure you that a young girl like Mary did not want that gift, because in her society, if you don't have a husband and you're having a baby, you can be stoned to death. Joseph did not want that gift. I told you right there in Matthew, he said, I'm letting her go. I can't do this. It's going to look bad for us. But after God spoke to them through his angels, they said, all right. Now, I want you to also be thinking about this. They have Jesus. The baby's there with them. They have all these angels, the three wise men, all these people are involved. But folks, it took 30 years for them to see what God was talking about. They raised that little boy. And they had to be thinking, when is he going to do something? What does it mean to raise God's son? How do you do that? How long do we have to wait? Well, when he was 20? When he was 25? Well, what is this guy going to do? His angel said that this is God's son. 30 years for them to truly see the gift from God. Perhaps they thought at first maybe it's like giving somebody an axe that doesn't know how to use it, or trinkets after buying somebody else even bigger and better gifts. But let's not stop at Joseph and Mary. Remember these words? In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors. Now I want you to imagine being a shepherd. You're standing out in the field and boom, there's an angel. I got to tell you, from the moment I saw the angel, personally, I think I probably wouldn't have heard the angel speak after that. I would have been dumbfounded. And then the angel says, "Do not be afraid." And I picture myself saying, "Too late. Here you are." And then you add to that the singing of the heavenly host. This whole story speaks of mystery. This whole story speaks of surprises. But all of this is a gift. It's all a gift. And God provided that gift to shepherds, to Joseph and Mary, to others. That gift was presented. Not necessarily a welcomed gift, but a gift. And I have no doubt the shepherds said to themselves, "Are you serious?" Well, truth is, God is full of surprises. What we celebrate on December 25th is God's greatest surprise. But here's something that may surprise you even more. God holds surprises for us every day. Every day of every year. It's true, God has surprises for us. We don't always see it. I've realized throughout my life, and I was a missionary in Brazil, and I got to tell you, when you spend Christmas in what is their summer and see people in their swimsuits out swimming on Christmas Day, it's quite a sight. But I've seen Christmas in many different forms and many different ways, but the one I'll never forget is when I was pastoring a church in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was sitting in my office, and I'm looking out the window, and it was one of those really cold days that Fort Worth gets from time to time. In fact, I would say it was just to the point of just freezing hard. But as I sat there in my office looking out the window, I noticed that our church crew was out there constructing the nativity scene that we put up every year. And they got it all constructed and put up. These volunteers were great. And as soon as they got it constructed and set out there in the churchyard and had the animals and the nativity set up perfectly, about that time the school, just a couple of blocks down the street, let out. And all these children came running down to the church. And they gathered around that nativity scene, standing in awe, watching, looking. But it was so cold, they didn't stay long, and they all took off, all but one. A little girl couldn't have been more than 6 years old, and she stood there staring. And she had a skirt on, and the wind is whipping around those bare legs, and it blows her coat open, but she still stands there staring. I couldn't tell if she was looking at the animals, if she was looking at Jesus, Mary. I didn't know what she was looking at, but I was amazed that with the wind the way it was, as cold as it was, she stood there staring. But then Christmas came in a most unusual way. This little girl had a scarf around her head. She removed the scarf. The wind blew her hair and got it tangled, but she took that scarf and she wrapped the baby Jesus in it. And after she wrapped him, she patted him on the head and kissed him on the cheek and then ran off. That was my Christmas. See a child that age showing that love, that compassion. That was my Christmas. Folks, we have Christmas all the time, and we don't always see it. Because you see, Christmas is a day of gifts. We got the gift of Jesus Christ. But God provides us with gifts all the time. And if we open our eyes and if we watch, we will see those gifts around us in our world. Even a little girl wrapping the baby Jesus with her scarf. And as she ran off, there was ice in her hair. Life is full of surprises, good and bad. But if we are attentive, we will find most surprises are good. Joseph and Mary certainly found out they're good. The shepherds found out that the surprise was good. I have found out surprises are good. And if you wonder, are you serious? Yes, I am. You pay attention in 2021 or any day from here forward, and you will see surprises that God puts before us every day. We just need to take it in. And we need to be thankful. With that, I say, God bless you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.